40 Days with Jesus, the Red Letter Edition, Need for More Workers. Matthew 20, verses 35 to 38 says, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were so confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in the charge of the harvest and ask him to send more workers into the field. Unquote. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Almanacs estimate the current global population at about 8 billion, with roughly one-third identifying as Christian. For comparison, during Jesus' time on earth, the world population was approximately 300 million. Years ago, I heard someone say that God doesn't have any grandchildren, which at the time I didn't fully understand. I was a teenager. But now I see the truth in that statement. When we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord, we become a child of God. However, everyone must come to Him personally. No matter how eager some are to be saved for their children, grandchildren, or friends, salvation requires a personal decision. Jesus is essentially telling His followers here that the needs of the unsaved world were great during His time, and they are great today as well. We need both ministers and ordinary church members to share the gospel with those who need the Lord. Jesus said, quote, ask him to send more workers into the field, unquote. Current surveys indicate today a growing demand for more pastors in America to spread the news. Seminaries are not full, hundreds of churches are seeking pastors or closing, and many pastors are retiring. We need to pray as Jesus suggested here. My prayer for today, Lord, lead more people into the ministry, and help equip all who follow you to be capable of sharing the good news of the gospel. Amen.